the Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
Premiership player and Norm Smith medalist Luke Shuey.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
Real sad day, especially we're about to fly to Melbourne today. And the one thing that I do when I fly, I get my red wine when I was a drinker and I'm back being a drinker again. I have my red wine and I read my Cosmo.
What's the Cosmo?
Cosmo magazine. Not a Cosmo drink. Cosmopolitan magazine. It's been around for 45 years.
Really?
Yesterday, they've announced that their last issue will be in December.
They're done. Cosmo. I actually do remember my younger sister's, I've only got one younger sister, one older sister. My sister's purchasing those. There used to be a nice little sticky section in the middle.
Yeah, so I thought you might have been a bit like my brother.
Yeah.
You used to go to the sealed section.
Yeah, did you say
to...
sticky section? No. Why was that section sticky, Zave?
Yes.
Because they sort of close it off for mature ages.
Of course.
Yeah.
So were you like, see, my brother's a bit, so he's older than me, but I used to find my Barbie dolls in the nude, Ken and Barbie, to like in sexual positions.
Oh my God.
And he used to get that from the Cosmo magazine.
Oh, so he'd read in the Cosmo magazine the positions and then do it with the Barbie dolls.
And then act them out.
Oh my God.
And I used to come in and be like, Mum, why are my Barbie dolls like this?
Right. Why is Barbie bending over, tying up her shoelaces all the time?
Are you familiar with Cosmo? Obviously, no sister.
No sisters, but no, I think it's fair to say that there's always a little bit of chat in the schoolyard and a bit of gossip and a bit of, oh, did you see? And even if you personally don't see it, remember, I don't know if you guys, there's always that one cool kid who stole it from their older sister and snuck it into school and like, oh, guys, check out this.
Oh, quick, get to the sealed section.
Yeah, and I mean, you'd learn, and especially when you don't have older siblings like I didn't have. I mean, where else are you going to learn about the important stuff in life?
This is a fraction weird too, is there were sections in there where they used to put a girl in an outfit and say what brand it was and how much it cost and stuff. And I used to go through that and like circle it. That's quite a nice kit. That's actually relatively cheap too.
Xavier's reading Cosmo for the fashion advice.
Are you joking me?
No, dead set. I used to go through it, and also work out how to get to second base pretty quickly, but that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah, second base.
Cosmo, as much as being an awesome magazine, I feel like the Cosmo Awards have become their own thing. And would you say that have almost become as big as the magazine itself?
Yes, definitely. And I mean, some of the people that have actually been put forward for these awards, some biggest names in the whole
Angelina
country.
Angelina Jolie, all those sort of people have, I'm sure.
You know, like just even Heidi Anderson.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Don't you remember?
I remember, absolutely. I
was up against Sam Frost and we were
what
both
was the
up
category?
It was Radio Presenter of the Year.
How many of the Radio Presenters of the Year in your year are still in radio?
None.
Who was in it?
I think there was Maz Compton as well.
What was Maz Compton off?
So she won the year before. So,
back
lucky.
To back
she
chair.
Didn't need to win year.
Never going
to
win it.
No, don't tell yourself short, Heidi Anderson. You have resilience and you're a fighter and you've stood the journey.
Yeah, maybe I'll create my own awards now the Cosmo's not on
the
there.
Real Heidi.
The real Heidi Awards.
The realest person in Perth.
But you know what I thought we could do? I am the realest person in Perth.
Let's the award. That's what the award
And for the 15th year in a row, the real Heidi Award goes to me, real Heidi Anderson.
But I thought in celebration that Cosmo is finishing up, I did one of the craziest things live on this radio show with our old show, Will and Woody. They flew me to Queenstown. Oh, I'm not sure what's happening there.
Fired off the wrong thing.
Yeah. I thought the boys had jumped in the studio and tried to take over. But they flew me to Queenstown to try and win as many votes to get people to vote for me. And they threw me, because they were the Fun Fearless Awards, they threw me off the tallest bungee in the Southern Hemisphere.
So is there one award in Cosmo and it's the Fun and Fearless Award?
So it's the Fun Fearless Award and there's like five or six categories.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
I was in the radio presenter. Yep. So they took me to do a lot of fearful things.
Yep.
And this was one of them. I just thought, you know, we'll celebrate the great woman that is Heidi Ed.
I seriously can't.
Let's just do it. Let's just get to the edge of the platform.
Can we let someone else do it first?
Nah, we can't.
Here we go, Hides.
Here we go, Hides.
Come on, baby.
Here we go, Hides. And to think we won't have a chance to hear that kind of stuff anymore.
Oh, God, it was exhilarating. That was the most exhilarating thing I've ever done, I reckon.
I've got an I was surprised you did it and went through with it. I remember watching those videos and being like, "That's I wouldn't do that. I'd be way too scared."
And on the live on yeah. the radio show.
But I've got an announcement on behalf of Hit 92.9.
Yes.
Because the teens of 2018 no longer have the Dolly Doctor.
Yes.
And because they no longer have Cosmo, the sealed mm-hmm. section, where are they going to learn their sex advice? So I'm pitching the Heidi, Xavier and Ryan Midnight Hour. That on Thursday nights at midnight, we will just talk about different positions and different sex things, and we'll answer your questions.
Oh, geez, you've got absolutely rogue here, right?
Don't get me wrong. We'll record it at 10 a.m. in the morning after our show. We won't be staying up late. But are the three of us the new people to replace Cosmo?
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan's adult only section.
Sorry, I can't delve into that. I'm their father, mate.
Heidi.
I got standards.
You know I love that
you
chat.
You in? Right. Heidi and I will chat to you at midnight tonight. Stick around.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today. Her name is Sam Jackson.
I am a health coach.
And she's getting the world in shape by declaring war against
visceral adipose tissue. We don't want that.
Her clients are stars.
Mel Gibson.
Got more energy to work out.
Please welcome health coach Sam Jackson.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, you're our Perth-based life coach, fitness coach, health coach, and you have been coaching Mel Gibson secretly.
I have. It's a bit of a national secret, all secret squirrel stuff. But
yeah,
really, I didn't even tell my mum.
So what, can you explain to the guys how this all went down?
Oh, it was such a random meeting, right? It was, we were both in a restaurant in Sydney.
Yeah.
He came and sat at the table next to us. And
did you pick up straight away who it was?
Yeah, because we were just like, oh my God, that's Mel Gibson.
Yeah, nice.
And then my friend went over and said to him, hey, just don't sit there like a lonely person. You're like, come and join us. And he looked over and he thought, well, okay, they don't look too weird. So
yeah.
he came and joined us and we were having some Caesar salad and some pizza. And next thing we know, it's 2 a.m. and we'd all been talking for the last 5-6 hours.
Jeez, wow.
Would you normally throw out an invitation like that? Like if you just saw another random dude sitting there, would you just be like, oh, let's come and have a beer? Or
oh, only if he was rich.
Did he pay for the bill?
No, we did actually. We did. Oh, we shouted
wow.
him. We shouted
God,
him.
God, isn't that?
Yeah.
And so how did the conversation come up about you being his health coach?
Well, he just moaned about his belly. He sat there and he patted his big belly and he said, oh, you know, just got to get rid of this dad bod thing before I can, you know, really want to get rid of it. And the rest of the guys on the table just laughed and said, oh, you know, it's your age, mate. And I went, no, I'll get rid of that. I said, give me 8 weeks with you. I'll get rid of it. And he looks at me, goes, what are you, some sort of nutritionist? I said, actually, yeah, I am. And he goes, what are you going to do that's different? And I said, I'm going to teach you how to eat properly. He goes, I know how to eat properly. I said, if you did, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Right. So, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So I always find this part the most awkward when you do meet somebody.
Mm.
Who asked for whose phone number?
He asked for mine.
Mel Gibson's asked for your phone number.
He threw me his phone and like shoved it across the table and said, give me your number. Put it in there.
Yeah, great.
And I said, okay, I'll do that. But then you prank me so I've got your number as well.
Yeah, nice.
And
buddy.
Then
yeah.
Did you make the first contact afterwards or did
no,
he?
No, because I was pretty brutal with him because I thought, I will never hear from you again,
yeah.
ever. And then 4 days later, on my birthday, I get a text message from him and it said, hey, Mighty Mouse, what are you going to do about my gut?
Oh, so and Mighty Mouse is you, that's your nickname?
It is. My husband gave me that, so he can't take credit for that. So my husband gave me that many years ago, and that's my email address, my personal email address.
Ah.
Yeah.
So since this story has blown up and Mel's lost the weight and he shared the diet, how has your life changed? Your phone, like, is getting more calls and messages?
My phone melts.
Like. Really?
Do yeah. any other celebs want to work with you now?
Yes, but I can't tell you who they are just yet.
Oh, my God. Are they like Mel Gibson status or?
Maybe. I can't tell you who they
wow.
are.
I just got goosebumps for you, Sam.
It's hard to work out, but not overly hard because all you got to do is cut the fat, I suppose. So you've got to pick the celebrities that are fat.
Okay, so who are you thinking? Jonah Hill?
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
What about any ladies?
I'm not throwing anyone under a bus here.
Because Russell Crowe and Mel Gibson would be like, that'd be
they
mates.
They seem
each other.
Like, because they've both got a bit of chewed as well.
Yeah.
Like, they're the kind of guys that.
Is there one little, your little secret tip or trick, or what's your main sort of theory?
Yeah. How did you help Mel?
Don't diet. Stop that madness. Like, just don't do it. Stop dieting. Just eat properly, eat sensibly, fuel your body, and fuel your body like you love it, not like you're punishing it.
Yeah.
You know? Stop cutting out calories and stuff.
And how often are you and Mel still talking?
Daily.
And what, really? You just text in the morning, you FaceTime?
Yep.
Has he come to your house in Perth?
No, I go to him in Sydney.
There's one more. Mel Gibson's had a pretty interesting past.
Mm.
And, you know, there's been a few times when, you know, a few sort of public-ish meltdowns. But now that you know him, you find, is he just another down-to-earth guy once you get to know him sort of thing? Or
That is not the man I know.
Yeah.
I'd say that really hand on heart, that is not the man I know at all. He's down-to-earth. I've never known him to be anything but courteous and polite, and he's really quite lovely. And we'll be sitting there having dinner and people will come up and interrupt him, and he stands up and shakes their hand and asks what their name is. Like, it doesn't matter how many times he gets interrupted.
He's still kind.
He is lovely to people.
One last one from me about the booze. Are they drinkers in your diet? Is alcohol off the agenda? No, that's always an important part of the lifestyle.
For the first week, it's gone.
Oh, that's all right. I can do a week.
Totally gone.
And then
after that, I always say, you know, it's up to you now. If you want results, keep it gone. If you're, you know, not really fussed about your results, keep it, like, put it back in again.
I've slid it back in.
All right, Sam, where is the best place we can go and check out some of your work?
www.samanthajackson.coach, which is pretty cool.
.coach, that is cool.
.coach, so samjackson.coach.
Yes, yep. Or Samantha Jackson.
Samantha Jackson.
Full name on there, otherwise people think I'm a guy.
Yeah.
And on Instagram, I am at samanthajackson.coach. And on Facebook, funnily enough, I'm samanthajackson.coach.
Well played. So,
if you can't find that, you won't find anything. It's pretty easy.
Right, just Sam. Look for Mel Gibson's health coach.
Sam, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me for a chat, guys.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
But right now, let's say hello to this guy.
Our next guest,
Luke Norm Shuey,
a West Coast Premiership player and one of the best midfielders in the comp. A couple of quick unknown facts about Luke. He loves American football player Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is on the move!
Drew Brees takes the field.
And he's got the strongest glutes in Perth.
He's got squat.
He squats! He squats!
Please welcome 2018 Premiership player and Norm Smith medalist from the West Coast Eagles. It's the brilliant Luke Shuey.
Oh, Shuey.
Welcome.
Good morning. How are we?
Hello, mate.
How are you going?
Wow. I just said to you, have you come down yet? Because what a year.
Yeah, it's been amazing, particularly last month, obviously. But I have come down a little bit. I've had time to sort of chill out after all the celebrations and a bit of footy trip carry on, and had a bit of time to reflect and come to terms with it all.
I think, have you had time now to really sink in that you're a dad as well? Because I think you had, because Danny and you had little Ollie not far out from the grand final, that you were probably so focused, you know, that now it's like, oh yeah, this is all happened.
Yeah, we had him 2 weeks before, so it all happened pretty quick. I suppose that the 9 months of pregnancy, you sort of come to terms with it all, that you're a dad, even though he's not out in the world just yet.
Yeah.
But it's been good now to chill out and enjoy a bit of family time.
Oh, so nice.
Now, everyone's talking up Dom Sheed's great goal that won you guys the grand final, but can we talk about you take a mark with about 40 seconds to go, 60 metres out, and you go, I'm going to have a shot.
Yeah, tells the umpire he's having a shot.
I'm having a shot. Do you think any of the 100,000 people there or the 3 million watching on TV thought, yeah, no, Luke Shuey probably be a chance from 75 out?
This might land on the line.
Yeah.
Have you not seen me kick 70 metres at training before?
Mate, you're actually generally powerful glutes. I will pay that. You might be able to get onto one. I did see your little fella, Ollie, in the nude the other day, and I must admit, his little backside, he's already got a firm layer of muscle sitting on his glutes. He's thrown to you in that department.
He does. He's luckily he's taken after his mother. He's a good looking kid, but he's definitely got my backside.
Was there a moment, was it before the siren? Did you know you were going to win after you took that mark, or was it just so tense until the actual siren sounds? When did you know you were a premiership player?
It was generally down to the last time, mate. Like that last stoppage, there was still 15 seconds, and it's not much, but it's enough for a team to go coast to coast if they're good enough. It was obviously going to be hard. It probably 1 in 100 chance, but stranger things have happened on grand final day. And I think after Dommy's goal, we knew there was about a minute and a bit to go. So once I'd sent that ball back into the forward line and we did a good job of holding it in, I had a pretty good feeling we were in a good spot.
Now, we spoke the day after the grand final, mate, and you told me about your nails. You said that you grew your nails out throughout the week, grand final week. For the 3 months that you hadn't cut your nails. And not to eye gouge anyone, but come the first centre bounce on grand final day, how much was left on your hands?
Mate, they were all gone. I texted Danielle in the morning. I said, you're going to be disappointed in me. I've had no option but to chew my nails all morning because I'm so nervous.
Have what his hands. He's taken, he's literally got half a nail on all his hands. That's how nervous you were.
It was a nervous morning. I'd been good all week.
And you chewed your nails off?
Well, I had nothing else to do. I had no gum. I had a few things to do. But
so that was kind of like when you're on your own, that was, is that how you get focused?
Well, the worst thing was I chewed them. They were gone. And then
now what?
It was like 3 seconds of joy. And then they were gone. So
now I'm going to uncover a bit of a secret that not many people might know, that obviously when you're playing a grand final, sole focus is to win the premiership. And if you do win the Norm Smith, you've obviously had a good day and your life's changed. But I always believed that when the announcer stands up there and goes, the 2018 Norm Smith medalist is Luke Shuey, that it was a surprise for everyone. But you actually, as soon as the siren went, the AFL ran to you and said, what they say, what are the three things?
Yeah, I had a guy from the AFL come and say, you've won the Norm Smith. And we just need you to thank Collingwood, thank your fans, and you can't swear.
So
which is the first two are normal, but the last one for you, I've had a couple of little conversations with you where you can occasionally slip a swear word in. I mean, emotion could have taken over, but you did very well, mate.
Well, especially on grand final today. The emotion's high. The old F-bomb can't go astray.
So what did you say when he said that to you? Like, how did you react? Because then you had to keep it, what, a secret for how long?
Well,
10 minutes?
Only 5 or 7 minutes. He just came up and said, you've won the Norm Smith. And I said, I know. And I said, thank you. And I went to walk off. And he goes, now you have to thank Collingwood, thank your fans, and don't swear. And I thought, well, there are three things I was probably going to do anyway, mate.
Is it weird that it kind of, did it, you know, ruins the surprise? Because I was, like, that's baffling to me.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Not really. I mean, X said before, Norm Smith medal isn't what it's about on grand final day. It's a nice cherry on top and something to look back on. But
on, mate, your new name's Norm. That's what I've heard.
Honestly, I was so ecstatic that we won that I really wasn't even thinking about it, to be honest.
But also, you have said to me in a private conversation that halfway through the last quarter, you did know you had the Norm Smith printed.
Are you joking?
Is that true?
That's a lie.
Mate, you had that many more disposals than everyone. You were by far the best on ground.
And were you calculating them as you were going?
Absolutely not. No.
you lost count at about 36 or whatever you got to.
I'm interested in your two relationships because you guys are great mates. You've just recently both had babies. You spend a lot of time together. What was Xavier Ellis's phone call like when you'd won and the first time that you guys touched base after the win? Like, how was he acting, Shuey?
When did I speak?
Well, I
sacked you and went to your missus.
He called in and saw, obviously, Danny couldn't be over there with Oliver because he was a bit too young. So he called in and saw Danny on his way home from the pub, which was nice.
Stole the beer out of his fridge and chilled out with Dan.
She was a little bit, he also stole the Grange out of my fridge.
Yeah.
She was a little bit emotional. She couldn't be over there at the time, obviously.
She's your biggest fan.
And he called in and kept her company. And so that was nice. But no, we've been mates for a few years, I think. X got here in 2014 and, able to be teammates for a few years. And
now daddy daycare together.
Yeah, well, we'll palm them off to the girls for at least the next 12 months. Or after that, when they're a bit easier, we'll take them.
Do you think the difference between the 2015 grand final for the West Coast Eagles and the 2018 grand final was not having Xavier Ellis? Do you reckon that was a key factor?
We would have won by 10 goals if we had X this year.
Oh, my boy knows.
You are here for a special reason. You got this special edition West Coast Cairns. We're going to chat more about that and let everyone know what you're doing and you're partnering with these guys, and we'll chat a little bit about that up next.
Cool.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
And to celebrate the 2018 AFL Premiership, there is the special edition West Coast Cairns, thanks to Carlton Draft. Get your piece of Premiership history from select stores around Western Australia today. And they are kind of nice and fancy looking, aren't they?
I must ask, mate. Obviously, the Cairns are quite tasty. Who, over the last couple of weeks, has been best on ground with off-field performances?
Drinking all the Premiership cans.
I mean, Jack Redden was too hungover to go to the best and fairest, I hear.
Yeah, he wasn't in a great space. He's been pretty good, mate. The flight home on the Sunday morning after the granny, he was... I don't understand how a bloke can be so sour and so... just not have a sense of humour all year and then be the funniest bloke on the list. It just doesn't really make sense.
Is it true he was telling Adam Simpson that you should have been dropped from the side prior to winning the Norm Smith and he was actually the Norm Smith medalist because he got you into the position?
After my hammy, I had two games where I had didn't touch it. Had two stinkers. And he reckons I should have been dropped mid-year and not come back. He reckons if he was here in 2015, we'd have two medals around our necks. He was full of
it. Was he drunk, though? Is that why he was so funny? Because you know how some people are real funny when they're drunk.
I'd imagine he was still feeling the effects of Saturday night, yeah.
All right, well, 13-10-60 is our number. As well as being a premiership player and North Smith medalist, we do have two very new dads, Xavier Ellis, Luke Shuey. So just quickly, Zave, 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
4 weeks coming up the end of this week. Yeah, four weeks.
And Ollie, you're same? Is the same week?
Coming up five.
Yeah. Friday, yeah.
Coming up five. They're a week and 5 minutes apart. There you go.
There you go.
They're going to be besties like you two.
Now, what we want to do is we want to speak to the parents of Perth, and I want to know, when was the moment you realised you're a parent? All right? Yep. So, just for example, the other day, Teddy was a bit squirmy on the lap, and he was carrying on like a little worm, and sometimes I'll let him squirm and he'll fall off me and I'll be like, that's why you don't squirm, mate, because you're not meant to fall off me. But what happened was he gave out a little fluff, a little fart, and my hand was on his backside. It was like I was a piano player. I was like it echoed. And I was like, well, that's disgusting. Anyway, it actually shot out his little one piece like everywhere. It was an overload. Anyway, so
it wasn't just a fart. It was
it was a big poo. Anyway, so it's all over me. I'm absolutely covered in it. I had to get him nude, obviously. And they go spare, don't they, Boots, when they go nude? For some reason, unlike the father who absolutely loves getting nude, they go absolutely crazy. And then I got in there to change him, and you've got like it's all over him, up his face, everywhere. So I'm trying to clean him. As I'm cleaning him, a little fountain starts squirting everywhere all over his face. So then he started weeing, and I was like, that was the moment I had to take a second and go, right, I am dead set a father here, a parent. I've got my hand halfway up his backside trying to get rid of all the stuff that's come out. It's all over me. He's just weed on his own face. And that was the moment, 13-10-60, when I realized, goodness me, I am a parent.
Well, didn't you, Shuey, you asked the midwife, how do you stop your son from actually peeing like a fountain so you didn't get shot in the face?
Yeah, my first nappy change in hospital, he hit me straight between the eyes. And I thought, surely there's a way to counter this, but there's not. But my moment was actually the week of celebrations after the GF. Yeah. Me and X and a few boys went out for a lunch on a Saturday, and we'd had a few drinks, and I got home, I'd had a skinful. I was pretty sideways. And as soon as I walked in the door, Danny handed me the bottle. She said, sit on the couch. You can't hold him while you're standing up. Feed him. I need a sleep. And I'm sitting there and I was pretty sideways. And I remember thinking to myself, I just can't do this anymore with Dad.
And it hit me. I thought, life changed.
Life's
done it.
Life's done.
Yeah. Life's done. It's over. No more socializing. Nothing.
For the better.
So when she said sit down to feed him, if she didn't say that, would you have tried to stand up straight and hold him and feed him at the same time?
I would have gone
door?
To bed and seen her the next morning.
All right. Well, 13-10-60, they're the moments we're looking for. What was that one time, that one thing that happened that you went, oh, yep, we're really doing this.
Yep, this is no longer a game.
13-10-60 is the number.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
And we've got Luke Shuey in the studio.
I'm folding the cans.
What's it say at the bottom there, Hides?
Shuey, that's pretty cool, mate. Norm Smith medalist, Luke Shuey, you're on the can.
I am.
You're a can.
I'm going to drink a few of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next, why not?
So, Carlton Mid, did they come to you, Carlton Draft, and say, hey, we want to do this, or do they do it all through West Coast? Like, what happens? They just collaborate?
Well, no, they're a sponsor of the AFL, I think.
Oh, yep. Awesome.
Or the club. So,
yeah.
The AFL. So, they just do them. They did Richmond last year as well.
I mean, they've done it for a while.
Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So, you can get them anywhere in WA. You've got Luke Shuey on there. You've got the actual date, so you can keep them or you can drink them.
I reckon they're a good one to keep. I mean, buy a couple of boxes, put one away and knock the other one over.
It's hard to keep because you want to keep it as a memento, but then also it's just glaring you in the face, like saying, please drink me.
Yeah, exactly right. Are you
going to have one now,
Shuey? Yeah, well, X has cracked one.
There you go.
All right, 13-10-60, as well as being a premiership players, is Luke Shuey and Xavier Ellis, both new dads as well. And we're talking about the moment you found out you were definitely dad. Zave, what was that moment that hit you hard?
Little Ted had a little squirming issue and then had one of those explosive poos, which ended up around his face. It's funny because it shoots up, like up their back. And then as I was trying to clean him up, his little Wilson started sprinkling, and that was aimed up his face as well. So it was the double adapter, and that was the moment I realised I'm no longer at college or at school, and I've actually got to become an adult.
All right, let's head out to Armidale. Jess, what was that moment for you?
Hi, guys. How you going?
Hey, Jess.
Alrighty, so at the time I had a 3-year-old and a 2-week-old, and I was doing the morning rush to get her off to daycare, and I'd made her Vegemite on toast, and I had to change my little fella's nappy.
Oh no.
So I did all that and got him dressed, and I was like, come babe, let's go, it's time to go. And I said to her, oh, you've got Vegemite on your face. So I licked my fingers.
Oh no.
And she goes, Mummy, your fingers smell like poo. And I've rubbed and under my nail, and I've got the weakest stomach, and I just started gagging because I didn't care that I put poo on her face. I was more concerned that I had it in my mouth.
Oh my God, Jess, what a ripper. Has that happened to you guys? Have you
everywhere.
Tasted poo yet?
No.
No, I've tasted the breast milk. I haven't tasted the poo.
Oh, what, did you? Tasted...
Yeah, I had to suck with the other. Oh, I had to make sure it was room temperature.
Wait. Let's go back to the fact that you had a suckle.
So Dan was sitting there.
Not from the teat, from the bottle. She'd expressed, and I had to heat the bottle up, and I didn't want to burn his mouth, and she was asleep. I thought, I have to do it.
I thought you might have been playing mummies and babies at after hours, but
how to make another baby?
Yes. Are you practicing?
Not yet.
Let's go to Carl. You got some advice for these guys?
Yeah. Hey, fellas. I'm father of two, and there's bad news and good news, mate.
Yeah.
So the bad news is you got a lot of those explosions to come still.
Yes.
The good news is that there is a little bit of a life hack that I've come up with to save yourself from getting sprayed in the face.
Okay, so Shuey and Zaves, take note. Yeah,
take note, fellas. When you're taking off the nappy, just grab a single wet wipe, lay it over the little twinkler, and you're good to go.
Lay it over the Wilson. Yeah, I reckon you've adapted that. I watched you do a nappy
the
other day.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I have learned. Yeah. Initially, I was a bit confused how to counter this whole problem, but I've learned just drape a wipe over the. The problem is, his little fella isn't so little.
We're already bigging him up.
All of a sudden, he's got the double sized towel hanging off the end of him.
Like father, like son, or? Yeah.
So you're saying he's too big for a wet wipe?
Yeah, just one single wipe.
I've seen it, mate, and it's similar to you.
Shuey, mate. Well, if people want to get around your cans, they can. They're with Carlton Draft. They're in all stores around WA today.
Excellent. Luke,
get in quick too. They'll absolutely get sold very quickly. Yeah. So.
Luke, Shuey, mate.
Thanks for coming in, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Yesterday, there was some beef about Taylor Swift tickets. The Hit 92.9 staff, lovely staff, gifted me some tickets so I could take my beautiful girlfriend to see Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
We then planned a giveaway and realised we had no more tickets to give away.
Yeah.
So live on air, I was asked if I was happy to give my tickets back. I then, in the heat of the moment, said what I thought about some of the organisational skills of people here and mentioned multiple occasions where the three of us have had to bail out the team.
You got any names for us?
Don't bloody start slandering names, because I reckon.
I love towing Ryan into areas.
Do you want me to work here or not?
Nah.
You're just pushing me off.
Okay,
maybe he's trying
anyway,
to get me to exit.
So Candace, let me check my contract first. If I keep getting paid, then I'll happily go. Candace calls in yesterday, though, and she has some words to say.
Well, Ryan... Mm-hmm. I'm 14,
yeah.
So I don't have a job. Me and my friend have been trying to get tickets for ages.
Ooh,
and really? I know you're the man of Perth and you love doing stuff for people of Perth. So I reckon that you should give away the tickets.
Hey, Cadence, what do you want to do when you're older?
Well, I want to be a forensic scientist.
All right, if you're a forensic scientist and they hire you to be a forensic scientist and then just when you're going in to forensically science something, they say, oh, by the way, you have to bring your own science lab because we don't have any left for you. How would you feel about that, Cadence?
Well, I mean, if it's for a job, then I guess you've got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do, Cadence.
Yeah, right. Cadence, what school do you go to?
Seton.
Hang on the line and we'll get your details, bro. Because let me put it this way. If I'm not going, Cadence is probably going, I don't want no other schmuck touching my tickets. And Cadence, how would you feel if I gave up my tickets and then we found out that my boss went herself? How would you feel about that?
I feel like then she should give you her ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, now we're talking. All right, so I liked Cadence's attitude.
Can we just pull up on calling girls bro?
To be honest,
he does it all the time and I've stopped.
Sorry, should I call her?
Well, you know, just go sis or something if you want to do the
if
whole
thing.
Being honest,
it took me to about halfway through the call to realize I wasn't talking
no,
to her.
No, but you do it all the time. You do it all the time.
So I'm actually so disappointed in myself.
Yeah, what's happened?
I'm actually embarrassed.
Why?
I caved to peer pressure yesterday. I worked at
old Rubber Arm Ryan, they used to call him back in the day.
I looked on the map where Seton Catholic College is. It's not close to here, by the way, just going to throw that out there. It's down like probably 15, 20 minutes south of Freo, like near Hamilton Hill sort of thing. So I walked in, I thought, well, if I'm going to come all this way, I might as well have a little fun with it. So you know how you go into a school and there's like the little where you can leave a message for the school?
Yep.
I was like, I'm Ryan from Hit 92.9. I know how to use a microphone. Give me a slice of that. So here...
Hello, students. This is Principal Ryan. Could Cadence Buckley please come to the office? If you're wondering if you're in trouble, you probably are. Thank you, students. Good day. Good bless. Thank you.
Did you say good bless or God bless?
Well, I was going to say God bless, and then I freaked out because I've never been to a Catholic. I'm not sure what you said.
Is it a Catholic school or whatever
it is? Catholic school.
Yeah, you throw God blesses out there.
Yeah, like, right. Good bless is fine. Well,
I was going to say good day, and then I thought I should say God bless, and obviously got caught somewhere. I was live on air for the whole school. I mean, I panicked.
So Seton just gave you the keys to the city there.
Oh, mate, the staff at Seton are actually some of the loveliest people down there. The office staff were great.
Good on them.
And because we were a bit like, oh, is it okay if we interrupt school? And they're like, are you serious? We can take a photo for the school newsletter if that's okay. And I was like, guys,
that's a great
don't worry
day.
About the Weekend West. I'm in the school newsletter this week, so look out. Anyway, but here's the thing. Cadence gets drawn to the office and she actually thinks,
she's in trouble.
I'm in trouble because a teacher actually had to say to her, oh, I think someone just called your name. You have to go to the office. And you know when you're in high school and someone gets sent to the office, everyone's like,
oh. Oh, my God, off the PA.
Every classroom turns around and sticks their neck back. Yeah.
So she's sitting there kind of sweating in the office, like waiting. They're like, just sit there. Someone will come for you. And then that's sort of when we snuck out and had a look.
Cadence, I have Taylor Swift tickets for you.
Yeah. These are two Taylor Swift tickets. I thought I was in trouble. I was like, I didn't do anything wrong, though. I was so nervous.
No worries. Now, who are you saying thanks to?
You.
And no one else, are you?
Everyone. Everyone from 92.9.
Incorrect. Because whose tickets are they?
Ryan's.
Now, can you look into here? And because they're my personal tickets and my girlfriend, Bridget, she wanted to go and she can't go now because you've got our tickets.
Thanks for your tickets, Bridget. I'm sorry, but thank you.
Are you really sorry?
I guess so, kind of.
Is now the time that I should tell you that I think I've got a double for tomorrow?
Are we in delay? Because I'm about to swear. is complete.
Sorry. Someone said a big naughty word. Heidi's Avi and Ryan will be back in a tick.
Oh, Ryan, sort yourself out, mate. You did a really good thing. You're the man of the people. I've told you that.
If there's more tickets, I'm taking them.
No, they're tomorrow on the show.
And if someone else gets them, I'm going to...
Sorry. Someone said a big naughty word. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan will be back in a tick. Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
What are some of the great finds that you found in hard rubbish? Because I love hard rubbish so much. It's my favourite week. Who knows?
Week of the year, you said.
Oh.
Now, I mean, like, that might have been
Grand final week and hard rubbish comparable.
Close? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
yeah right.
When you were a kid, though,
when I was a kid, we used to, like, go and find bikes and old scooters and stuff to ride. And then even, I guess, when I was a uni student or earning a bit less money, like the chance of finding actually something that you need for the house, little coffee table or an old washing machine or fridge. I mean, there's some great finds out there. And I just couldn't believe it when I saw that North Sydney was getting so angry because they had hard rubbish week the same week that the Royals were in. Heaven forbid the Royals will judge us because there's a bit of stuff getting ready to be collected. I mean, get off your hoity-toity high horses, North
Sydney,
because I won't hear a bad word about hard rubbish week.
Well, you might hear some bad words now.
Are you joking?
Well, you just never know. Like, people are talking about hard rubbish on 131060, but everyone might not be for it, right?
Let's go to Taylor in Golden Bay. Are you for or against?
What, you got to click the
hard rubbish.
Sorry, say that again, Taylor.
I'm so for hard rubbish.
Thank you. Excellent. What's some of the best things? What have you found?
Well, my partner's really handy. So he picked up some like wood pallets and he made a fire pit, an outdoor setting, and also like a TV cabinet as well with our son.
Wow. Wow, oh that's amazing. Taylor, I want to see photo evidence of what this looks like.
It sounds incredible.
Because it sounds absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he loves it.
He sounds like the
loves it too.
Kind of guy you want to marry.
Yeah, does he...
Oh, yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah. Does he go out scouting? Like, he goes, oh, I'm going to go find something good today.
Yeah, so we are in Golden Bay. Like, Singleton's like a real hoity-toity area near the beach.
Right.
And so, like, he goes around there in his ute and has a look to see what he can, like, either fix up or get to make into something.
What a man.
That's a real man right there.
That is a real man.
That is impressive.
Have you ever built anything, Zaves?
I built an outdoor chair one day, two seats. In the middle was a built-in esky. On the sides was for your bottles of wine, and you could put ice and everything in it. So
you
there
built
you
it
go.
From scratch, or you built from it from scratch. A box at IKEA?
From scratch.
Okay. Let's go to Allenbrook. Jess, are you for or against?
Oh, I love it.
Awesome. What have you found?
I upcycle furniture, so I love to do that. The Allenbrooks actually changed how they do it now, so we just get to ring up any time and say, hey, we're putting our hard rubbish out.
On demand, they call it.
Wow.
Yeah, which is awesome, but it also means that we can't do trash or treasure hunting. Like, we don't get that week.
You got to get lucky, don't you, and spot someone who's already ordered the on demand.
Yeah, like the lady down the road. It's been there for like 4 days or something. But
now, Jess, when you do scab through other people's stuff in the front yard, do you try and leave it quite clean and respectable, or do you just throw crap everywhere?
Well, I put mine out really neatly. I actually, like, put signs on mine so people know if, like, things are working and stuff. So I wouldn't go and trash someone else's area because it would upset me to do
that's
mine.
That's full prep. I like
that
it.
That is, isn't it?
I like, what did you call it? Not you upcycling. Is that what you said?
Yeah. So if I'm, like, you know, like, I've done a bookshelf, like a little bookshelf, and I painted it up, and then I just, like, sold it.
Yeah, that's...
Wow, Jess. What a woman.
What a hustler. Can I the worst kind of person in the world that I found out existed this week.
Skilled people.
Someone puts out an old washing machine or a TV and they don't want people to come and take it. So they with scissors, cut the cables so no one else can use it. Because they're like, no one's getting my TV.
Oh, that's just BS. So, I feel like Xavier Ellis would do something like that.
No, I love it. Like, I put stuff out all the time.
Yeah.
Couches go out there.
Watch it go.
No, I'm happy to help. I bloody give to the community.
Let's go to Spearwood. Jamie, are you for or against?
Are you self-helper?
Are you for or against hard rubbish?
I'd like to say good morning, guys. How are we?
Hey, Jamie.
I am 150% for it.
Yep.
I think that anybody that doesn't agree with it needs to, just get lost, get wrecked.
Yeah, what a way to finish it,
Jamie's
mate.
Jamie's just dropping bombs in here.
Have you made any money from hard rubbish, mate?
Well, funnily enough, you know, me and the missus were going to Melbourne, so, we thought we'd try the cheaper option, try and find a suitcase, and it was Verge Collection. We found these couple suitcases. They were pretty good, Nick, so, we've taken them home, opened them up. They had, some shirts and stuff in it, which we chucked in the rubbish, but in one of the pockets there was an envelope. And, we started counting this money, 100, 200, and ended up being $2,500. In cash, in a suitcase.
There you go. There's your trip to Melbourne, Paige.
Yeah, chase for the trip. That is unbelievable.
So if you ever find a suitcase on the side of the road, make sure you always check.
Jamie, there's probably someone in Spearwood listening who never found out where that $2,500 went and has just heard this and driven off the road.
Well, funnily enough, we actually ended up going back to the house that it was and gave the money back to the owner.
Oh, you're a good man.
Well, I suppose you do know where it comes from. So, yeah, you're a good man.
That is, you are a good man. I mean, those drug dealers do need their $2,500.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
They've brought you Perth's news on Channel 7. For over 30 years.
Rick Arden and Susanna Carr.
They've covered events in Australia and abroad.
I'm standing here today in Soweto.
Here in Monte Carlo Grand Prix time.
Here at Kensington Palace.
Live from the town of Whittlesea.
Please welcome from Channel 7 News.
Thank you very much to everybody who's watched us over the last 30 years.
The best news in Perth.
Rick Arden and Susanna Carr.
Hello, Rick and Sue.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like we're talking to the royals themselves.
Well, I don't know about that. We'd give you a wave if we could, but you can't see us.
And it's probably a good thing, too, at this time of the morning, let me tell you.
Oh, is that right? Hey, well, Sue, I'd love to know, is there a secret to working with someone for such a long time? I mean, you should see the arguments and brawls that Heidi, Xavier and myself, Ryan, have together in here. How do you make it work for so long?
Yeah.
Well, we always say that we've lasted longer than most marriages, so.
I know.
I think the fact that we go home to separate houses at night probably helps.
Are you guys close friends, or is it one of those ones where you have spent so much time together that it's just like, we now just work together and then we go home and live our separate lives, and that's the key to success?
No, I think we get along really well together. I mean, I'll be in contact with Sue by phone all the time if there's something going on at work or if we want to know something. So, yeah. It's a good relationship.
Yeah.
Now this
we bump into each other around the place. We live not far from each other. And, I mean, we've just known each other for so long. Mm. It's almost like a brother and sister thing, I think, probably.
Do you have family dinners with your current family?
We don't, actually, no. And I'm sort of fairly reclusive in that way. Yeah. Rick's got his own family with his girls, and he has a very active life. And mine's a bit more sort of quiet, I think.
Well, you say reclusive. I wanted to have you guys on the show forever, and I feel like what can we do to get you on, you know, maybe even, you know, every couple of months just to say hi? Because the people of Perth love hearing from you. What can we do, Sue, to kind of sweeten the deal?
Otherwise, sure, you might have a stalker.
Yeah.
You could try asking.
Yeah. Oh, good call. Exactly. Very interesting.
Rick and Sue, we are big fans of you guys, and it is a massive weekend. It is, of course, telethon this weekend. And we found out that the Sunday Times auction for telethon, that we're basically being auctioned up against each other. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
How does
so
that work?
Well, so people are bidding either. Well, they could bid for both of us, actually, but they've got an experience with you for a guided Channel 7 Perth tour and an afternoon tea. And they could also bid for us at a Breakfast with Breakfast experience. So,
well, that
sounds good.
That's all part of
great.
The telethon auction. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that too. So I think because people know what we look like, and they don't really know what Heidi, Xavier and Ryan look like, except for those billboards occasionally when you nearly drive off the road looking at them, they're so big. But I think we might get people to outbid on a tour of Channel 7 as opposed to a tour of these guys at 92.9. What do you think?
I think we'd walk all over you guys.
I must admit, Rick and Sue, they always say don't jump out of a sinking ship, but I'm jumping out. We've brought a knife to a gunfight, and we should actually have changed our auction item because we won't sell and you guys will go for a fortune.
That's it. You're royalty. People will want to hang out with you. I mean, I've only been here for 5 years. The boys are only new this year to hit 929. I'm putting money on it that I reckon people outbid by $500 for you guys.
Oh, gosh.
So it'll be a $500 difference.
You should have tied yourselves to us so that we all had to go together.
Yes. You're talking
Sue,
a lot of sense.
Ryan will tie himself to you.
I'll be bringing my little rope down on Sunday. Should be great. Hey, Rick, question for you. What is the biggest weekend of the year in 2018 here in Perth? Is it a West Coast Eagles premiership weekend or is it a telethon weekend?
Look, that's an easy one. As much as I love the Eagles, I was there and I've always followed the Eagles too, and I love the Dockers as well, obviously being a true West Australian, but the telethon weekend has to be the biggest weekend because it raises money to help save kids' lives, and that's why we'd urge everybody to watch telethon, donate money, and this auction, I mean, there's lots of things in this auction too that people can bid for. There's an $8,000 outdoor kitchen, there's Rotto family holidays, there's even a family holiday to Hong Kong Disneyland worth $8,000. Now, people are going to get that for a bargain. But
yes.
Speaking of bargains, you guys are in the bargain basement side of things. Because how long have you guys been together? We've been together for 34 years and you've been together for almost the same, isn't it?
We're not 34 total age. So
I wouldn't push it because we're a lot older than
this. So didn't we start when we were both about 10?
Hey, Rick, we saw you doing the Channel 7 news straight after the grand final live from out the front of the MCG. Obviously, the comfort of the studio is so nice. Is there any hecklers when you're out on the street, or is it weird because the West Coast Eagles fan was so pumped? Is there any there throwing scarves and yelling and screaming while you're trying to do the live news?
Oh, there was actually behind us. We had a lot of very happy Eagles supporters too. No Collingwood supporters; they'd gone off too. But we had a lot of happy people there. It was wonderful too. And holding that Premiership Cup too, it was exciting. I didn't want to let go.
Yeah. That's what I heard. I heard they had to wrench it out of his hand.
They did.
Well, guys, it's an absolute pleasure and delight that you're on the show today. Like we said, we are up against each other with these auction items, the Breakfast with Breakfast experience at Hit 929, or a guided tour with Rick and Sue, Channel 7's Perth Royalty with afternoon tea. You can jump online, telethonauction.com.au. We'll see you guys this weekend.
Sounds great. Look
forward
to it.
Thanks, we'll guys. Be there. It'll be great.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Rick and Sue on Hit 92.9.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9.
Fernando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.